Hello, hello everyone. Welcome back to the Spiritual Teacher Podcast. I'm your host, Jasmine Thomas Bridges, and I am tuning in from my car on a little ride before I have like kind of a little mini self-care day and running a few errands. I wanted to share something I think is so important that I feel like is really overlooked in the manifestation space, and that is all about normalizing wealth. I think a lot of people see wealth as this big thing that's beyond them, and that's why I believe it's harder for them to jump timelines and achieve it, because it seems so far away from them. And I believe that that is what can hold you back from actually attaining what it is you truly desire. And this thought came up because my son is like the love of my life, right? And he and his dad. And like my friend said to me, your son rides around in a certain amount of money truck every single day. And, you know, she was like saying it in like a proud way, but like I started thinking about it like, wait a minute, he does do that. And then I just randomly had this thought before coming on to this episode, recognizing that I believe he deserves that. My son has not done anything like in this physical world to work for a truck, to save for it, like, he hasn't done chores, like he has done nothing. And I pure-heartedly believe that he deserves it. And I think that that is how God views us when it comes to wealth. I believe that a lot of people can sometimes not view themselves as that beautiful, precious child that God views us as. And he wants to always take care of us. He wants to be there for us. But if we don't see ourselves the way that he does, wealth will almost be like unachievable. And the way you should see yourself is this deserving being. Get around wealth. I don't care if it's not yours. Get around people who are wealthy. That's what I did. The neighborhood I live in, I rode around in that thing for like, maybe was it 2 or 3 years? And I would say like, oh, me and my husband, my now like legit husband, are gonna live here. And we were not together. So, and I ride at the exact place sometimes and I'm like, oh my gosh, like, you know. And now I'm at a place where it's like we're looking at other, you know, potential places, and we're doing other things. And it's like sometimes I feel like people don't understand how powerful that is just to like be around it. And I even remember doing this, like as an educator, I would always dress up. I dressed up on purpose. Even though I worked in urban and poor communities, a lot of people think, well, don't dress up because you may offend them, you may make them feel poor. No, I did it on purpose because I wanted to notice what it looks like to dress up, to always try their best to be done up and put together. And the reason for that is because I want them to know that it's possible for them. Here's the thing. I didn't grow up with like money. That was not a thing, just to be clear. And because I didn't grow up with money, that also means that this is something that I truly had to practice. And I'm a living testament of what happens when you truly practice being around wealth. So I've kind of given you different things that you can do to get around wealth, whether you join certain organizations, you go to certain places, you upgrade to first class. Like first class only costs like maybe $100 to $200 extra. Like just try it. Just try it to see what it feels like. You know, and just have those experiences and don't be afraid. And another thing, whenever you normalize wealth, like you normalize always having money. And I think that a lot of people forget that like money is literally energy. And if you're afraid of running out of money, then like you're afraid that you won't have the energy to create that money. And the reality of it is that you don't have to do anything to create money. Like, that is a belief that I have ingrained in myself. Work does not equal money for me. What does equal money for me is my breath, which creates my energy, which creates my life. And once people get to that point to where they understand how beautiful that really is, I think that it begins to make a huge difference in their lives and they feel these shifts. If you are God's child and you're walking around like, I have to do XYZ to get ABC, you're going to find yourself burnt out. You're going to feel like you're not enough. And you're talking to someone who went through that. But once I started like not caring and realizing like I am just as worthy as any other human on the planet, doesn't matter where I came from, doesn't matter what I chose to do in my field, my industry, I'm still worthy and deserving. And holding that vibration, like wealth just naturally comes to me. Like this week, or was it maybe last week, like one of my contracts, actually a couple contracts, like reached out to me, and there are like so many different opportunities that are coming. Even my spouse has had a lot of opportunities that are coming. And I'm not saying that you won't work hard at the things that you love. Like, please don't get me wrong. Like, that is beautiful, right? But it doesn't mean that just because, like, you get an output just because you did an input, right? And what I mean by that is you can put in something and then you get out like way more than you put back. And I believe that about energy. So if I invest a dollar, I get 10 back, right? I'm 10 timing my investments. And I believe that with energy. And the reason why is because that's God. Like, that's all God. That's Him giving those things back to you. And when you begin to normalize that this is standard, this is every day, this is a practice, it gets better and better. Say affirmations to yourself every day that align with that, you know. And even if it's not just with wealth, if it's relationships, if it's with your body or whatever else that it is that you're manifesting. But for me, all of those things are just like money. It's just like wealth, you know. And you have to really like lean back into more of a feminine energy and know that abundance is all around you. When I say feminine, I'm not talking about like a woman. I'm talking about the energy of relaxed receptivity and knowing that it's yours and being ready to receive. So if this podcast episode was helpful for you, please let me know by giving a review on Apple Podcasts. I would love to know your thoughts about it. And I love you guys so much. Talk soon.